you have in your criminal justice system, so use it only for the cases where there really is no other option, because it literally is the most expensive resource you have. Doesn't mean it shouldn't be used, but it should be used judiciously.
Have you seen any impact by raising the age, removing 16-year-olds this year and 17-year-olds next year? Have you seen any impact?
So nobody's actually removed them yet. The deadline for meeting the raise the age requirements is October 1st, 2018 to get 16-year-olds out of adult jails and October 1st, 2019 for 17-year-olds. So we haven't quite seen that yet.
Okay. Have you done models to see what the impact's going to be?
In terms of cost?
In terms of raw numbers,
just the numbers of... I know that... who's handling that upstate? I'm trying to think of who is. I know we're doing it in New York City. I haven't followed it closely enough. If you're curious, I can ask around and find out.
I'm just wondering how it might affect our population, because that kind of larceny property crime, somebody who has to, and gets thrown in jail for $250 on bail, spends 3 or 4 or 5, 6 days there, and might be 17 years old.
My sense is of your jail population, it tends to be older than the 16, 17.
Good morning. This is Maria Manhattan, and you're in the Hudson Cafe. Welcome back. You know, it's summer here in the Hudson Valley, and let me tell you, it's just the greatest. For one thing, the food is amazing. The farm stands and the farm markets are just fabulous. I've had the best cherries of my life, the best apricots, beans, mushrooms, you name it. It's all out there, and I'm thrilled to be living here. Let's kick things off here in the Hudson Cafe today with an old tune. This is Bette Midler and Bob Dylan. This is from one of her very early albums that was called Songs for the New Depression. Kind of appropriate again, don't you think? Here's Buckets of Rain.
Baby, and we'll never be found. Life is a bus when you think you've been had. You live what you must do when you do it bad.
Buckets of Rain. I love that collaboration, Bob Dylan and Bette Midler. Wait a minute, we're things are getting away from me here. Well, as I said, it's summer. I love summer in the Hudson Valley, but what I do miss is summer at the beach. It's kind of a long walk to the beach from Hudson, New York. So let's let Patty Page take us to Old Cape Cod.
If you're fond of sand dunes and salty air, quaint little villages here and there,
you're sure
to fall in love with old Cape Cod,
that old Cape Cod.
If you like the taste of a lobster stew served by a window with an ocean view,
You're sure
to fall in love with old Cape Cod. Winding roads that seem to beckon you, miles of green beneath the skies of blue, church bells chiming on a Sunday morn remind you of the town where you were born. If you spend an evening you want to stay, watching the moonlight on Cape Cod Bay,
you're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod.
Oh, if you spend an evening, you'll want to stay
on Cape Cod Bay,
watching the moonlight on Cape Cod Bay. You're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod. You're sure to fall in love. You're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod.
Let's follow that with Blue Skies, Ella Fitzgerald.
Skies smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song, nothing but blue birds all day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on.
You know, if I don't play Ella for quite a while and then I listen to her, I am just amazed all over again. You just have to say, wow, what a musician. Well, let's keep going with the greats. Here's Billie Holiday, who is just too marvelous for words.
You're just too marvelous. Too marvelous for words, like glorious, glamorous, and that old standby amorous. It's all so wonderful, I'll never find the words that say enough, tell enough. I mean, they just aren't swell enough. You're much too much, you're just too very, very, to ever be in a Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words. You're just too marvelous, too marvelous for words, like glorious, glamorous, that old standby amorous. It's all so wonderful, I'll never find the words that say enough, tell enough. I mean, they just aren't swell enough. You're much too much, you're just too very, very, to ever be in a Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words, like glorious and glamorous, too marvelous for words.
Billie Holiday. You know, my friend Catherine just texted me and said I was sounding particularly upbeat today. Well, you know, how could I not? I have a radio show. I'm at WGXC, and I get to play this wonderful music. So here's Cyril Amé with Let's Get Lost.
The party's rather dull, isn't it? We love to steal away, wouldn't we? So let's not even ask, now should we, or shouldn't we? Let's get lost, lost in each other's arms. Let's get lost, let them send out alarms. And though they'll think it's rather rude, let's show the world we're in that crazy mood. Let's defrost in a romantic mist. Let's get crossed off everybody's list and celebrate this night we have each other. Ooh, let's get lost. Let them send out alarms, and though they'll think it's rather rude, let's show the world we're in that crazy mood. Let's defrost in romantic mist. Let's get crossed off everybody's list and celebrate this night we have each other. Ooh, let's get.
Tell you what to do, you got to believe.
You got to believe.
And you will surely find, you better believe.
You better believe.
It's sure to ease your mind, come on, believe.
Come on and believe.
There's something up above, yes, there's something.
Was that something?
That something is love, believe in something.
Was that something?
That something is love, simply.
Simply.
So you won't forget.
You won't forget it.
Simply, I'm making you a bet. When trouble comes your way,
comes your way,
simply remember what I say. You got to believe,
believe,
and you will surely find, you better believe,
believe.
It's sure to ease your mind, come on,
believe.
Something up above, yes, there's something.
Was that something?
That something is love, believe in something. drugging, you're drugging, you're drugging, you're drug, drug, drug. You got to believe.
You got to believe in love.
You got to believe Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks. Well, Netflix recently released some very early Barbara Streisand video. And for those of you that are Barbara aficionados, especially the young Barbara, I would urge you to check out her first two TV specials. I believe it's My Name is Barbara and Color Me Barbara. They're good, but the thing that really knocked me out, they actually have released her concert in Central Park. And that was a masterpiece. And in fact, that concert just establishes, you know, why we fell in love with her. She's so original. She's got humor. She's got wit. A kind of stuff that, I hate to say this because I know there's a lot of Barbara fans out there, but some of that kind of evaporated as she got further and further into the, shall we say, Hollywood milieu. But that early Barbara, man, she was on it. She was a girl from New York who had just hit it, and that concert in Central Park is something to be watched. And I'll add that a very young Maria Manhattan was actually there. I'm one of those 128,000 people in that crowd. So to sort of pay tribute to that and remember how wonderful those days were, I thought I'd play something from her first album, Keepin' Out of Mischief Now.
Keeping out of mischief now, I really am in love and how. I'm through playing with fire. It's you whom I desire. All the world can plainly see. You're the only one for me. Living up to all, keeping out of mischief now, out of mischief now. I am in love and how. I'm through playing with fire. It is you whom I desire. All the world can see. You are.
I'm going to play something else from that album. This is called A Sleepin' Bee. It was from the musical House of Flowers, a musical written by Truman Capote.
When a bee lies sleeping in the palm of your hand, you're bewitched and deep in love's long looked after land, where you'll see a sun up sky with a morning new, and where the days go laughing by as love comes a calling on you. the taken. I am happy at last. Maybe I dream, but he seems sweet golden as a crown. Asleep in thee, done told me I will walk with my feet off the ground.
Yeah, Barbara. By the way, Truman wrote the book. He wrote the play, and Harold Arlen wrote the music to House of Flowers. And that's kind of a great example of her offbeat taste at that point in time. Nobody was recording songs like Asleep in Bee or Keeping Out of Mischief Now, which was just sort of an old review song from the 20s. Anyway, we love Barbara. What could we say? Let's play a little, how about a little Ray Charles? I love his version of this Kermit the Frog song.
It's not that easy being green, having to spend each day the color of the leaves. When I think it could be so much nicer being red, yellow, or gold, or something much more colorful like that. Lord, it's not easy being green, it seems you blend in with so many other ordinary things, and people tend to pass you over, 'cause you're not standing out like flashy sparkles on the water or stars in the sky. But green is the color of spring, and green can be cool and friendly like. Oh! an ocean. Like a mountain, a tall like a tree. One home with green is all there is to be. Well, it could make you wonder why. But the why, wonder why, wonder I'm green. And it looks too fine, cause it's beautiful. And I think it's what I wanna be. You know green is the color of spring. Yes, and green can be cool and friendly like. Oh, green can be big like an ocean. Oh, important like a mountain. Oh, tall like a tree. But why, wonder why, wonder I'm green. And it'll do fine, cause it's beautiful. And I think it's what I wanna be.
Ray Charles. Yeah, it's not that easy being green. Well, if you are just joining us, you're in the Hudson Cafe. And I'm Maria Manhattan. We're here at WGXC FM 90.7 on. Here at WGXC FM 90.7 on your FM dial. You may be streaming us. And in which case, you're listening to us through the miracle of modern technology, and you can hear this if you missed the show today. But in the future, you can go to our archive. You can look up the Hudson Cafe in the archive. You can download our app, and if you go to the Hudson Cafe in that archive, you'll see all of our past shows. Pretty amazing. So for a little community radio station, I'd say we've got a lot going on. We recently did a pledge drive, and we thank you for your support. You know, we're there for you, and we serve, we broadcast live to Columbia and Green. We broadcast live to Columbia and Green resign. Oh, dear me. He's someone who really had no idea what his job was. And I thought that for Scott, in his honor, I wanted to play a song by Randy Newman. I think this is from 1972. It was from his album Sail Away. And it's a song about the Cuyahoga River catching fire as it passed. And it actually did this several times because it was filled with industrial waste. Caught fire, Cuyahoga River fire. You will be amazed at the photos that you see of, you know, fireboats putting out the fires on the river. So, this one goes out to you, Scott. Here's Randy Newman with Burn On.
There's a red moon rising on the Cuyahoga River, rolling into Cleveland to the lake. There's a There's a red moon rising on the Cuyahoga River, rolling into Cleveland to the lake. There's an oil barge winding down the Cuyahoga River, rolling into Cleveland to the lake. There's an oil barge winding down the Cuyahoga River, rolling into Cleveland to the lake. Cleveland, city of light, city of magic. Cleveland, city of light, you're calling me. Cleveland, even now I can remember, 'cause the Cuyahoga River goes smoking through my dreams. Burn on, big river, burn on. Burn on, big river, burn on. Now the Lord can make you tumble, the Lord can make you turn, the Lord can make you overflow, but the Lord can't make you burn. Burn on, big river, burn on. Burn on, big river, burn on.
from Rent. That's the original cast recording. If you watched the Tony Awards, you heard the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School students sing that song. Love that. Well, here's a little Corinne Bailey Rae. This is really my favorite recording by her. Put your records on.
Three little birds sat on my window, and they told me I don't need to worry. Summer came like cinnamon, so sweet. Little girls double dutch on the concrete.
Sneak in a little Dusty Springfield here.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, that's when Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he looked into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight?
the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. The Lord knows he was.
Yes, he was.
That's from her Dusty in Memphis album, which is really a great album. Well, I have a little treat for you. This is a little bauble, I would call it. It's a surprise from Joni Mitchell. You know, we've heard a lot of good recordings of this next song by artists including Edie Gourmet, who had a big hit, Etta Jones, Frank Sinatra, so many more. The song is Don't Go to Strangers, and it makes me wish that Joni Mitchell had recorded more standards. Let's hear from Joni.
But when you
to know that this was always only just a little game to you. All the time I thought you gave your heart, I thought that I would do the same for you. Tell the truth, I think I should have seen it coming from a mile away. When the words you say are, baby, I'm a fool who thinks it's cool to fall in love. If I gave a thought to fascination, I would know it wasn't right to care. Logic doesn't seem to mind that I am fascinated by a love affair. Still, my heart would benefit from a little tenderness from time to time. But never mind, 'cause baby, I'm a fool who thinks it's cool to fall in love. Maybe I should hold on just a moment and be sure it's not for vanity. Look me in the eye and tell me love is never based upon insanity. Hear the way my heart is beating, hurry up, the moment's fleeting. Kiss me now, don't ask me how, 'cause maybe I'm a fool who thinks it's cool to fall. Baby, I'm a fool who thinks it's cool to fall. And I would never tell if you became a fool and fell in
beautiful. That's Melody Gardot. She really is a wonderful singer. She has a couple of albums, been around for a while. Well, we're winding down here in the Hudson Cafe. It's always a pleasure on my end. I certainly hope it is on yours too. Thanks for joining me. I'm Maria Manhattan. Remember, the future looks great. Keep your humor, spread good cheer. I'll see you in a couple of weeks. And I'm going to go out with a song called Douce France. It's by Charles Trenet. Let's just get that going here. Ah, yes. And I'm playing this because some very dear friends of mine, Francois, Vincent, and Alice, are moving back to France after a few years in New York City. And I'm sure going to miss them. So, bon voyage.
Il revient à ma mémoire.
I'll see you next time.
Familiers. Je revois ma blouse noire lorsque j'étais écolier. Sur le chemin de l'école, je chantais à pleine voix des romances sans paroles, vieilles chansons d'autrefois. Douce France, cher pays de mon enfance, bercé de tendre insouciance, je t'ai gardé dans mon cœur. Mon village, aux clochers, aux maisons sages, où les enfants de mon âge ont partagé mon bonheur. Je t'aime et je te donne ce poème. Oui, je t'aime dans la joie ou la douleur. douce France, cher pays de mon enfance, bercé de tendre insouciance, je t'ai gardé dans mon cœur. Je t'aime et je te donne ce poème. Oui, je t'aime dans la joie ou la douleur. Douce France, cher pays de mon enfance, bercé de tendre insouciance, je t'ai gardé dans mon cœur. Je t'ai gardé dans mon cœur.
Thanks for joining me. I'll see you next.